All the glory must be to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory, all the glory.
Manifest glory on Glorious Friday. We've been praying about manifest glory, and under that we have been looking at think right. Under manifest glory, we've been looking at stop the spirit of foolishness, under which we have prayed in the areas of think right, win the battles of the mind. And then we previously looked at guarding our hearts. And in guarding our hearts, we read scriptures like Proverbs chapter 23, verse 6 to 9. And most of us know particularly the verse 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Talking about the condition of a man's heart. And we also looked at the Rahab story, where she was narrating the fact that their hearts were melted when they heard about what the Israelites had done to the other nations. To establish the fact that what you feed your heart with can determine the outcome. And today we are going to go further into that area and pray accordingly. We've also established the fact that God works with the heart. It's not like man who looks on the outward. According to 1 Samuel 16:7, as it told Prophet Samuel, see, God looks at the heart, not at the countenance of a man, but a man's heart. So we ought to guard our hearts. In Proverbs 4:20-23, particularly the verse 23, talking about keeping our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We spoke about the discussions in a man's heart or in our hearts, that the discussions in our hearts are key. They are the principal. They are most important. And Jesus, from Matthew 5:28, saying that even when we look at when we lust after a woman in our hearts, we've already committed adultery, is to also buttress the point that what goes on in our hearts are more important. And I also want to indicate that we looked at Proverbs, the key scripture, Proverbs 29 verse 12. In fact, that one, let's all say it together. Please say after me, Proverbs 29, verse 12.
Proverbs 29, 12.
If a ruler hearken to lies,
if a ruler hearken to lies,
all his servants are wicked.
All his servants are wicked.
If a ruler hearken to lies,
if a ruler hearken to lies,
all his servants are wicked.
All his servants are wicked.
I want us to use this opportunity to pray for ourselves, that Lord, block my ears to lies. Block my ears to lies. And by this scripture, you are praying that Lord, block my ears. Cause me not to hearken to lies, but to hearken to truth. So that wherever I serve, that your dominion will prevail. Your dominion will prevail by truth, and by not hearkening to lies and surrounding myself with wicked servants. Let's begin to pray right now. In the name of Jesus. Our glow music, Lord, we pray. Let us not hearken to lies. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Holy Spirit, let us not hearken to lies. Let us not hearken to lies. Like Jesus on the earth, declaring the truth without fear, without fear, without relenting. You grant us, Lord, even the grace to surround ourselves with truth in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, even we will not have wicked servants around us, not have wicked servants in the ministry, but the ministry will grow healthily. It will grow with grace. It will grow by the power of God in all with health, quality, not just quantity. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, block lies. Block our ears from lies. Lord, condition our hearts to reject lies. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Today we are looking further again into guarding our hearts. Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. From this scripture, we learn that the conclusions in our hearts determines the outcome of our lives. The conclusions in our hearts determine the outcomes of our lives. As for discussions, they go on. As I gave examples the other time, that if we are to transcribe the discussions that go on in the hearts of people, I think within an hour, more than 100 pages of a book would be written. Within a short time, and we thank God for deliverance from the spirit of oppression, which sometimes can get the heart of a person into bondage, causing voices and all sorts of satanic and ungodly discussions going on in the hearts of people. If you go to the psychiatric hospital and you said that, transcribe the hearts of some of the people that are there, you'll be amazed. Be amazed. Discussions go on in the heart, but let the word of God filter the discussions. Please say after me, I'll let the word of God.
I will let the word of
filter
God
the discussions in my
filter
heart.
The discussions
I will let
in
the Holy Spirit.
I will let the Holy Spirit
guide the discussions in my heart.
Guide the discussions in my heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When your heart is too busy with discussions, how can you hear the Holy Spirit when he speaks? When your heart is in overdrive, when the gears have shifted to overdrive, and now just within a minute, all sorts of things. What happened last week? What has happened last 2 weeks? What Kojo did? What Abner did? Now what Peter is doing? What Paul is doing? Then next week, so if this happened last 2 weeks and this is happening now, then next week, then that one too becomes chapter 3. How would you be able to hear the Holy Spirit when he speaks? So it is important that you free your heart from unnecessary discussions. And that's a revelation today. Say after me, I'll free my heart from unnecessary discussions.
I will free my heart from unnecessary discussions.
For example, you are going to write an exam. You're asking yourself, you keep plaguing your heart with thoughts. What if I fail? What if I fail? What if I fail? Hey, 7 sins of failure. 10 possibilities of failure. Then YouTube too will give you certain suggestions. You are filling forms to apply for visa. Then you see on YouTube why people fail in applying for visa. In your mind, you've already concluded this must be the Lord speaking. God forbid. That is not the Lord speaking.
Amen.
Because Google has trailed your searches to see and is now giving you things that you've been searching some time back. You say the Lord is speaking. The Lord is not speaking, please. When you engage your heart with unnecessary discussions, how can you hear the Holy Spirit when he speaks? God help us.
Amen.
Begin to pray right now and say, the Spirit of the living God, help me clear my heart of every unnecessary discussion in the mighty name of Jesus. Unnecessary discussions. Hey, look at the pastor's wife. Look at what she's wearing. Is it your business? Clear your heart from unnecessary discussions. Today, pastor didn't shave his beard. Is that why you went to church? Clear your mind from your heart from unnecessary discussions. Unnecessary discussions that distracts you from the will of God. That distracts you from the will of God. Is that why God has sent you? Is that why God has called you? No, He has His purposes. Every unnecessary discussion, leave my life now. Leave my heart now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The conclusions in your heart determine the outcome of your life, according to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Make sure you have a godly conclusion in your heart. The condition of your heart determines the battles you win in life. The condition. How is your heart conditioned? Is your, as you sit there or as you are listening to this word right now, whether you are a student, whether you are working, whether you are full-time in ministry, whether you are part-time, I'm asking you this question. When you assess the condition of your heart right now, is your heart conditioned for success or is for failure? Is it conditioned for business success or for failure? For ministry success or for failure? For marital success or for failure? There are people, even before they marry, they say, oh, as for me, the least thing, oh, I'll divorce. If that's the condition of your heart, you've already set the precedence for it. There are those who say that the Lord will see me through. By the grace of God, I'll make it and I'll have a testimony and I'll leave a legacy. Mm. And that alone has conditioned you for success. So how is your heart conditioned for life? The condition of your heart determines how you process even what you hear. The condition of your heart determines how you even process what you see. As God will ask Ezekiel, he asked him, can these bones live? So if the condition of Ezekiel's heart is on failure, he would have said, he wouldn't even open the chance for possibility. He would just say, no. But this one, he opened the chance for possibility. Say, God, only thou knowest. Only thou knowest. Mary opened the key for possibility by saying that according to your will, let it be done unto me. The condition of your heart. Someone will say that, Lord, this is not possible. Let me go and bury my father before I come. What is the condition of your heart today? And it is the things you allow into your heart. Today you may think it's nothing, but it is conditioning your heart for tomorrow. What you feed your heart with today, it is conditioning your heart for tomorrow. Whether you are going to succeed tomorrow or you are going to fail tomorrow, what you are feeding your heart with today is conditioning your life for tomorrow. And so, as Paul has said, think on these things. Think on these things. Feed your heart with good news, the good news of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The condition of the heart during tragedy determines who commits suicide and who looks up to God for promotion. There are people who, after brokenheartedness, they rather got promoted. Like the lady who, a certain guy broke her heart. Later she married a man and now she became the one who broke her heart's boss. She was now the wife of the owner of the company who was employing the one who broke her heart. So now, greeting, good morning dear and sweetheart, had now been converted to good morning madam. Good morning, madam. I pray that anybody who has brought disappointment your way, one day they will meet you and salute you in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Those who were laughing at you at rehearsal, one day they will salute you in
Amen.
Jesus' name. Those who mocked you and said that, oh, as for you, you are not even a minister. You are back a cry. You can't even get there. I pray that the Lord will shock them.
Amen.
And shock them and shock them.
Amen.
They shouldn't die. They should see the glory of God in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as one bishop put it, when they hear the news, they get shocked and they die. They first hear the news, and then the shock will just kill them.
Amen.
I pray that God will do his amazing things in your life. Today, if you haven't Amen. Given your life to Christ Jesus, I'm inviting you right now. If your life with Christ has been up and down, I'm also inviting you. Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. There's one thing about Jesus. If you can turn to him and open up your heart, he will come in. He said, I'll come in and dine with you. If you can open your heart, he's here knocking at the door of your heart. You can't use political calculations to make it to heaven. And you can't use physics and chemistry to make it in life. You cannot use law. You say, I'm going to law school. You cannot use all that to make it in life. There are professors who are drunkards. But there's so much peace with Christ Jesus. Just say this short prayer after me. That Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice you made for me. Dying on the cross, rising up again to victory. And now seated by our Heavenly Father in heaven. And giving me the opportunity to be joint heirs with you. Today, I offer my life to you as a sacrifice. Use me, Lord. Let me be yours forever and ever. I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. And you, Nyamka, Nyamie Guamma, Oso, So.
Said this prayer, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. Also remember that this and every Sunday we have 1 hour personal and corporate worship. Join us, worship the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for joining us.
Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining us. We'll meet again at 6 p.m. on Sunday prompt. Shalom.